Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single. Even though if you steal my dog, I wouldn't get mad about it. No, I guess I would. No, I think that's where I draw the line, if you steal my dog. Anyway, my guest today is Ann Pine. I met Ann Pine. I don't know what you do, Ann. Usually I give people an intro, but I was like, oh, honestly, I don't know what Ann does. But I feel like you book drag queens for drag shows, you used to.
That is part of what I do.
Okay.
What I have done.
What do you do currently?
I mean, technically I would be considered unemployed.
If you get down to the nitty gritty technicalities, it's unemployed.
Technically I'm unemployed, but I am kind of like I'm kind of like a queen to the queens. Mm-hmm. Like I kind of like, when I moved here from Portland, I just started like working for everybody. I was like, what do you need? I need like things to do and I need money. Mm-hmm. So I just started working for a lot of the Rue girls. Like, mm-hmm. That's my repertoire since, yeah.
Yeah. Cause I met you at
the pageant
hosted by Alaska.
Drag Queen of the Year.
It was the longest thing I'd ever been to. And then everyone was like, honey, this is barely how long they can be.
You know what? It's going to be so much different this year. Mm-hmm. We're like, it's not me, it's them, and I'm mm-hmm. a part of it. But
you could say we, you all work together.
Anyways, it's gonna be way different this year. We went to Chicago to mm-hmm. go see Miss Continental, which is like the pageant mm-hmm. this year, and we were like, everything's gonna be different.
Was that as long as it was last year?
It's a little different. It's a different pageant. Like,
oh, okay.
Anyways, it's gonna be different.
All right.
And not as long.
I'll probably come back. It was fun to watch. I love watching drag live.
Do you remember how much alcohol was spilled everywhere? And I was like trying to serve mm-hmm. you guys and then mm-hmm. some other fag. Ooh, can I say that?
I think so.
Some other gay man was trying to also help.
That was fun. But there was a lot of stairs. So like the dressing room was so far upstairs. I was like, why is this a thing?
Yeah, I also didn't like that since I was kind of the like assistant, the backstage like assistant, mm-hmm. and they were like, "Ann, we just keep checking on them." I was like, "Yeah, can I have like a walkie-talkie or something so you guys can tell me like what to say to them and I'll just stay up there the whole time?"
And they were like, "No."
And that's where you and I met, is mm-hmm. in that green room. And I remember that. I remember I walked in and Jiggly Caliente is the only person besides you I can remember being in that room. And I looked and we were kikiing. And then I looked at you and you were like, you're fun. I like you. And I was like, thanks.
Because you had a bunch of fun tattoos. And by hand, you still have them. It's not like they wash off.
I think I have more.
Probably. Yeah. You have a lot of tattoos. I can't remember the one that I thought was funny.
Is it the pigs fucking?
Yeah.
That's usually a lot of people's favorite.
Well, it's very funny.
It was a flash tattoo. It was like a Friday the 13th tattoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I asked them which one has people gotten the least of. Mm-hmm. And they said this one. And I said, that's funny because that's the one I want.
That's funny. Yeah. I like it. Pigs fucking. Why not? Why not? I asked you to do the podcast because you were texting me and you were like, you should watch Love After Lockup. And I was like, ugh, I already watched too much disgusting television. I don't think I can add one more to the repertoire.
Oh, you want to hear about my...
I want to hear... So you said you dated... Let's see if I can find the text.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. That is not why I thought you asked me to be on this. I thought it was because I was trying to date you.
That, too. I've been so busy. Truly, I keep leaving town, and then I fell off a motorcycle, and then I had to cancel almost everything for, like, the last 2 weeks.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you said I've dated two guys who went to prison and then dated them again when they got out, which it's very curious to me. And I want to hear about that.
Oh, I would love to tell you about that.
Okay.
Okay, so there's two different ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the stupider one first. I'll say this. I'm sober. So I'm in AA. Mm-hmm. So I meet a lot of interesting people.
Oh, yeah. AA is filled with
criminals, like
very fun people,
mischievous behavior, including myself. I just tried to eat.
And I screamed at her earlier and said, you cannot eat because it's an audio medium. People will just get really mad at you. They're I heard the chewing.
Well, I'm fat. Okay. I'm fat.
I'm fat, too.
And I love eating.
I do love eating.
Okay. So... the first person I met, I honestly, you know, it's so fucked up right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name. So.
How many years ago was it?
Five.
Maybe, okay.
Five
that's,
or six.
That's enough time to forget somebody's name.
I just don't have, I have permanent brain damage. That's why I'm in AA. So anyways, I met this guy through like my sober life and he was 6'8".
Yeah,
6'8". And I was like, damn, like that is fierce. Mm-hmm. And you may or may not know this. I'm a big basketball fan.
No,
oh,
I
you kind of know that because well, I invited you.
Yes, I knew. Well, you got tickets to see a game. I thought maybe it was like a thing that happened randomly.
No. I'm like a big basketball
I also
fan.
Like basketball. Have you ever been to a WNBA game?
That's a whole other conversation. Yes.
I've been to two, which is two more than most people.
I used to have season tickets. So,
do you play basketball?
So, my mom is the first woman to get a full basketball scholarship to college.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mom is like a big basketball, in the world of basketball. She works for Nike. She's worked for Nike for like 45 years. She's like one of the oldest employees there.
Damn.
Yeah. So, that's like my world.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know this.
Things you know, things you learn.
You learn things about people. Everyone has sides, angles, everyone's a hexagon. You got to keep turning the
I mean,
the
if
sides.
You look at me, you would never imagine that anything I've ever done is real. Maybe the tattoos give it away, but I don't know.
So, wait, you were telling me about this gentleman.
6'8". So,
6'8", yes.
My friends and I started a a warehouse, like a hangout place, essentially, for sober people a long time ago. And
this is in Portland.
In Portland, yeah. And so it kind of started, though, as a place where all the boys, all these sober guys would play poker. Because when you're sober, you have to find other vices.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys were all obsessed with playing poker and gambling. They used to go to these private gambling clubs. They used to go to these poker clubs. Gambling's a lot different in Oregon than it is in California, I've also learned.
Why?
I don't know the rules, but I know it's like a lot looser in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Like there's those like machines. Like,
like a slot machine?
Not a slot machine. There's like the, I don't know. I don't know what they're
like
called.
The little machines that you press buttons?
Yes, the buttons.
I think that's called a slot machine.
Sure. Right? Yeah, those are in every single bar. They're in every single restaurant. They're in every single everything. Oh. Like, you can go to them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. And so, yeah. Anyways, so they were all obsessed with playing poker, whatever. I met him, whatever. We started, like, hanging out. Like, whatever. We started hanging out. He was, living in a sober house at that point, and which is like, I don't know, like, so like you kind of have like some rules and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like a group home where they're like, make sure you come home by 9 p.m.
Yeah, and they're like, we're going to drug test you and you have to go to like this many AA meetings, stuff like that. Like, so whatever. He was living in one of those. I was not. So it was kind of like, I don't know, everything seemed fine. Like we were hanging out a lot, blah, blah, blah. I knew that he was on probation or parole, one of those things. They're both, they're different.
Yes.
I don't know the exact difference, but.
Probation, I believe, is you don't go to jail and you're on these set of rules. I think when you're on parole, you've gone out of jail, you have a set of rules, and if you break those rules, you can go back to jail.
And I also think it means that you're awaiting some sort of trial.
Oh, maybe.
I don't, anyways, the point is he was on one of those because he committed arson when he tried to kill himself in his mom's basement.
Oh my God. Wait, he tried to kill himself by lighting the basement on fire? And it seems not practical.
So when you're on drugs, you do a lot of things that aren't practical.
Sure. Oh, okay. So he wasn't sober.
I think it's like what made him get sober.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of like that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So I knew he was on like probation or something for that. Anyways, yeah, we like talked every morning and like we were supposed to hang out one morning and I called him and he wasn't answering. And I was kind of like, I don't know, when someone is already in like questionable circumstances, you are already kind of like on edge.
Yes.
So like when something isn't going quite right, you're like, oh, they're probably getting high or oh, they're probably like whatever. So I assumed the worst. And I called one of his roommates, who was someone I had been friends with, and I was like, hey, do you know where – I can't believe I can't remember his name, honestly. I was like, do you know where David is? And he was like, oh, yeah, I probably should have called you. He said he was on his way to come and see you. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, he was supposed to go to his, like, parole meeting, and he missed it. And so they arrested him, and now he's back in jail.
Oh, dang.
I was like – okay.
Yeah, somebody could have called you.
So, yeah, someone could have called me. We weren't, like, boyfriend and girlfriend, but we were, like, together. We were exclusive. As, like, I don't know, when you're early 20s, like, you have, like, all these terms. Like, it's so, like, everyone's obsessed with being, like, we're exclusive, but we're not, like, in a relationship.
I feel like it's still now. I don't think it's just your early 20s. I think it's for your whole dang life.
I'm so over
until you get married.
Oh, I'm not like that. I also don't believe in marriage.
You don't?
Well, I do, but I also have not seen a lot of successful marriage.
Yeah.
I think marriage is just a piece of paper. It's just a legal document. I believe in, like, commitment.
Yeah, I also, I believe in marriage because you, like, health insurance reasons.
So, but you can have all those.
And whatnot.
Listen here, ma'am.
What?
As someone who was raised in a gay home and who is pretty much gay. I can tell you that you get all those breaks once you're in a relationship with somebody for a certain amount of time.
Well, yeah.
It's called common law marriage.
Yes.
You don't need the piece of paper. So you don't need to do it because, like, I don't want to get married to someone I've only known 2 years anyways.
Fair.
Like, I don't want to do that anyways.
I just want a wedding.
Oh, no. Mama, I've planned my wedding. I have a wedding, but it's not going to be called a wedding because, I mean, maybe it will. I don't know. Everyone says my mind will change.
You can call it a jamboree.
I love that word.
Jamboree is a great word. It used to be a store for children. Jamboree.
Oh, I remember it.
Every time I would pass by, I would go, jamboree.
Anyways, I remembered the guy's name.
What is it?
Derek.
I mean, you didn't have to say it, but
no,
I'm
I don't
glad
care.
You remember.
We're not. I don't care. Anyways, he went to jail. You can't just like call someone when they're in jail.
No, I don't understand. So,
which is annoying. I'm like, hey, can I like check in on this person and see if they need anything? But like, that's not how it works.
That'd be funny. As like a fucking sheriff or whatever is like, hey, so-and-so called. They said, do you need anything? What can we get you to make your jail stay more comfortable?
I might have meant like, do you want me, like, do you know when you're getting out so I can come pick you up?
Okay.
Like, you don't have my phone number memorized. Like, how are you going to get a hold of me?
I guess if you're doing crimes and stuff, you should write down everyone's number and put it in your wallet.
Right. So and in his case, he wasn't really like doing crimes. He just like didn't show up.
Yeah.
Anyways, I am being insane and codependent and like being crazy. I'm not like that. I mean, I don't know. I was like that really intensely. And so I Called the courthouse. I found out like when was his court date. I just like needed to know everything that was going to go on. And I went to the fucking court. He was, I'm just going to say it now. He's only there for 2 days. It's not like he was going to be there for a long time. Uh-huh. I drop off a letter. I bring a bunch of money. I put it on his books. I'm like, he needs Cheetos. Like, he needs, like, Kraft mac and cheese. Or you know what I mean? Like, what they give you at, like, there. Just, like, insane. I'm just insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets out, and he doesn't ever say thank you, and we break up.
Oh, no.
And I was like, wow, I'm never going to put myself in a situation like that again.
But then you did.
So I went to a private high school because I got kicked out of public school in eighth grade for drinking on the school bus for a week straight.
Why were you drinking on the school bus? Were you drinking by yourself or with, like, other friends?
So I was a full-blown daily drinker by the time I was 13 years old.
Dang.
So.
Wait, were you, like, in school drunk?
All day, every single day.
And then did, like, people notice that you were drunk?
I think there's a lot of denial involved when you see kids who you think have potential and, like, who are actually, like, nice people. Like, the thing is, like, if you look at me or you, like, think about me or, like, knew me, you would be like, this isn't necessarily, like, a troubled kid, and this isn't necessarily, like, a problem child. Like, maybe this kid is having, like, a hard time and, like, but, like, what nobody knows, and, like, this is, you know, a lot of kids get away with so much. It's a whole other topic, but, like, the thing is, like, kids get away with a lot because we don't look like we're bad kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I didn't drink every single day, if I didn't drink every day, I would vomit all morning. I went through, like, full GTs.
Good Lord!
I mean, yeah, that's why I'm sober now. That's
yeah, like, I mean.
Yeah. And so it's, like, one of those things where, anyways, yeah, so that was, like, a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I got kicked out. Well, they let me graduate. They were like, we feel bad for you. Like, we'll let you graduate. Because I was like, I didn't drink it. I put it to my lips and I didn't drink it. Like, I know it's bad, blah, 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 you know? Mm-hmm.
Just like kind of saying what you thought that they wanted to hear.
I didn't want to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, go to private school. I was still close with a lot of people I'd, like, gone to middle school with or, like, grown up with. So I, like, knew what was going on at the public school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I knew what was going on at Lincoln High School. Drinking Lincoln, as they called it. And when we were, I think, juniors, maybe even, no, I think we were juniors, this guy I knew from middle school, I'm not going to say his name.
You don't have to.
He might be in prison again right now. Oh, I don't really know.
Well, I don't know if they get podcasts in prison. I don't know what access to the
They have access
real
to
world.
So much.
Do
and they?
They
all have cell phones. They're all lying. They all have cell phones.
Oh.
Like, if you're a prison guard and you're listening, like, they have a cell phone. They
How
have
do
cell
they
phones.
Get cell phones?
People bring them in. Guards bring them in. People bring them in. It's like, it's, I, like, learned so much from AA. Like, I learned so much from people. Anyways. This guy, let's call him Frank.
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 All right. So Frank.
Frank is, I knew him because he partied with the people I partied with, who are my neighbors that I partied with in middle school.
Okay.
He was friends with them. And
was your childhood like Euphoria?
That's a lot of similarities, yeah. If you, okay, so like, I always, like, when Euphoria came out, everyone was like, this is so fucked. I was like, that is my life. Like, I was a different kind of baby prostitute. Mm-hmm. And I was also, like, pounding for drugs and, like, stealing shit and, like, getting for drugs.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite drug? It's probably not a great question.
I mean, I don't care. I don't care. I've been sober almost 10 years. Like, I'm not triggered by anything. I watch people do drugs. I work in nightclubs. I watch people do drugs. I mean, all my friends are gay. Like, I watch guys do, like, rail cocaine and ketamine off each other's bodies for, like, on a Tuesday. Like, this is not, like, a weird life.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question?
What's your favorite drug?
Oh, yeah, drugs. I would probably say Molly.
Mm.
But I think part of the reason Molly is my favorite drug is because I was so depressed and so, like, mentally ill and untreated for it that it was the only thing that made me feel normal, which is so sad. Like, that's really sad. But it also was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, Molly is fun, and I get it. If you are a very sad person, to feel happiness must feel like, oh, this is what normal is.
Yeah, that's why it's so funny. People are always like, you know, I got away with being a drug addict for a really long time, and it's funny because people are always like, you didn't seem like, I was like, that's because drugs were making me normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was all like, it's very strange. It's really an
it's
interesting.
It's not strange. I feel like our society should be researching as to why people take drugs as opposed to like, we'll treat them after they've started taking drugs.
Well, the problem is because mental illness is like a really under taken care of issue.
Oh, yeah.
In America. And I am like a direct like example of mm-hmm. that. Of like people who don't feel comfortable talking about it and people not feeling comfortable recognizing it in children and like young adults and wanting to cure it with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like they want to cure it with drugs. Like,
yes.
Like I was given Adderall because I got in a fight with my French teacher when I was like mm-hmm. 15. She called me an American bitch. She was Moroccan. She was Moroccan, but she was white, but mm-hmm. she was Moroccan. And she called me an American bitch. And I was like, oh, this is it. Like I was like the kind of kid waiting for a reason to not have to go to school, mm-hmm. you know? I like went, I walked out of class. I went straight to the principal's office and I was like, she called me a fucking bitch. And she goes, and I was like, I refuse to work with her. I refuse to like take her class.
I refuse to work with this teacher.
I was like, I was that bitch. And she was like, well, you could always test out of it. Or if you have a learning disability, you don't have to take it. I was like, let's take the test. Mm-hmm. And so I took the test. The guy gave me Adderall. I like told a friend, I was like, I got Adderall to help with my mental problems. Mm-hmm. And they were like, have you ever snorted it? I was like, no, I've never even taken it. And the first thing I did was snort it. And it was all downhill from there.
Dang. Oh, boy. Well, we have to take a break. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/date me. Okay. Hey,
Did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
And we're back! Wait, you still haven't told me the story about the second man you dated in jail.
Here we go. Long story, sort of short.
Okay.
He went to prison when we were 17
mm-hmm.
because he was a third party in someone killing themselves from doing cocaine.
Oh, dang.
And like he overdosed on cocaine.
Yeah. That's a lot of coke.
He was a, I know.
That's like so much coke.
There had to be something else involved.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I didn't read the autopsy, but there, I think there was like, anyways, but anyone who was involved in the deliverance of the drugs to mm-hmm. this kid went to prison.
Damn.
So this guy was, who was like at this point, like kind of a loose friend,
mm-hmm.
Went to prison because he was, a third party. His third party part, he gave the phone number.
Dang.
All he did was give the phone number, and he went to prison.
That fucking sucks.
And he got tried as an adult because we were 17.
Oh, my God.
So he went to prison. Anyways, we reconnected on Tinder.
So he was swiping in prison?
No, this was like 4 or 5 years. This was probably 5 or 6 years later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, his charges have been cleared. Mm-hmm. He's not, like, you know, he doesn't even have like a record anymore. He's mm-hmm. all been expunged. I'm on Tinder where I'm like, ooh, I know, like, I was sober at this point. I got sober when I was 21. I was like, at this point, I'm kind of the like, I love dating people who I know are bad for me. Mm-hmm. And I love dating people who I know are going to ruin my life or like mm-hmm. try to ruin my life. And so he was a really good person for that. I was like, oh, this guy who was like, in prison and is like clearly not sober. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to date him. We swipe and we're both like, oh my God, like blast from the past. Let's get together.
Mm-hmm.
So we start dating and it's like becomes pretty serious. And I end up breaking up with him because I found out he was doing heroin. Ooh. And lying to me about it.
Yeah.
So I broke up with him
mm-hmm.
and he, within like 3 weeks of that happening, went back to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And he, for like, I think from like theft from a Walmart.
Ooh, classy.
Yeah, something really weird. And it's hard to go to prison from Walmart. Like, I know a lot of friends who've gotten arrested for stealing from Walmart. And this was one of those like situations where, anyways, he went to prison. I think he had drugs on him too or something. Mm-hmm. He got out of prison. He was like, calls me and he's like, hey, I want to like try to get sober again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, let me save you. Kind of, mm-hmm. you know. So I drove him to his like treatment every day. I went to meetings with him. We were fucking, we were dating, we mm-hmm. were all these other crazy things. And he, I couldn't keep him sober, you know?
Well, which is, I don't think anyone could keep someone
but
sober.
But when you're someone who, like me, is like, one, a control freak, two, mm-hmm. like, has an issue thinking they can save everybody's lives, mm-hmm. like, I'm what they call, like, a caretaker. Like, I want to save everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't save him, you know what I mean? And I figured that out, you know? And so I ended it with him, and he went back to prison again. And then we kind of tried hanging out a little bit more. I knew it was over when he made me go on a hike.
Yeah, I can't fathom ever dating a person who's like, let's go on a hike. I'd be like, for what? Everything's good right here. I like being inside.
Yeah, and I realized he was keeping me a secret from a lot of people. He had, like, his parents bought him a house, first of all. I was like, dude just got out of prison. You're going to buy him a fucking house? Like,
well, he needs some sort of treat. He went to prison and got out. We got to buy him something nice.
My junkie son is perfect. Let me buy him a house. So I was like sleeping at his house, and like I knew we weren't exclusive, but I don't think these other girls he was sleeping with knew that they weren't exclusive. So I was like, whatever. It was fine. Long story short, that ended. He posted some really like transphobic stuff on Instagram, and I like screamed at him about it, and then I blocked him. I haven't talked to him since.
I mean, that's a way to end things. Do you have like a good time on Tinder? Is Tinder good to you?
No.
I don't like Tinder. Gotten very, very dismal and desolate and sad. And very upsetting, I would say.
I don't like any of it anymore.
Yeah, it is bad.
It used to be great. Oh my God, I used to get so much like trade. I used to do so good. I've had like at least two boyfriends from it.
Really?
Like, I dated this guy for a year off of it. He was amazing, and I kind of ruined it. Well, he'd only had sex with two people when we started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, oh, he's gonna be so mad that I'm talking about this. Hi, Dylan. but he was straight edge, and it was kind of cool because I was sober, but he wasn't like an alcoholic. He just like didn't do it. Anyways, I met him. The first time we met was like we had probably been chatting for a few days. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so sketchy now, but like I drove and like met up with him at like I don't know how to speak English. Some place.
Location?
I picked him up. Yeah. I picked him up like downtown. And he got in my car, and we hung out until like 6 a.m. in my car and like made out. And like I probably S'd his D and like.
S'd his D.
And we dated for like a really long time.
What's the worst date you've had off of Tinder?
So there was this guy. I'm just going to say it now. A warning sign for all anybody out there that a straight man who has an eyebrow piercing is not straight.
Yeah, I would say they're probably not straight, or they're a time traveler. They're from the year 2000.
No. Straight men don't have eyebrow piercings ever.
Fair?
Ever. Not even in the 90s. They were gay. They came out 3 years later. This guy, I decided to go on a date with him. He worked at the Plaid Pantry, which is like a 7-Eleven, but in Portland. And I met him on Tinder. He seemed very nice. I said, okay, let's meet at this coffee place. So I go. And I go to this coffee place, and I get there, and he's like, oh, like, do you want to get something? And I was like, sure. I immediately knew something was wrong, because when I walked into the coffee shop, he recognized me, and he goes, hey, girl. I knew it was bad. And I was like, sure. And he didn't offer to buy it for me. I bought it. And he goes, sorry, I can't afford to buy you a coffee. I was like,
okay.
It's Portland coffee. It's like $1.50.
Yeah. Also, like, why Diva. Did he offer? I was like, do you want something? I'm not going to buy it, but do you want something? That's insane. That's the wildest thing. You can't offer something and then, I mean, I do offer things to people and then be like, oh, I don't have it. Be like, oh, your head hurts? Do you want Advil? I don't have any, but we should get you some. I'm bad.
That's okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean.
So he can't buy you, he can't afford to buy you coffee.
Right, right, right. So I'm like already, I am like, and I had done the thing that you do when you like go on a like blind date where mm-hmm. you're like, if I text you, mm-hmm. call me and act like something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I did that immediately. Mm-hmm. I like texted my friend like help or something. She calls me and the thing is those sort of like I'm not good at like a subtle lie. Like it needs mm-hmm. to be the biggest lie. And so I'm like on the phone with her. I was like, he bit somebody. Mm-hmm. They're bleeding. Like, oh my God, is everything okay? They want me to show up right now. My dog's in, we're talking about my dog. My dog's mm-hmm. in my car actually waiting for me mm-hmm. to be done with my date and not wherever I thought. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so that was that.
I don't ever text people when I go on dates to be like, just in case this is bad. I just come up with my own fun little lie. Usually it's like,
have you ever done that to me?
No, I fell off a motorcycle and you saw me limping.
No, I'm asking about before then. I meant before then.
No,
I'm just curious. I don't think you did. I'm just curious.
No,
because I'll tell you this, my friends were all like, fuck her. Like, she's trash. And I won't tell you who said that, but
tell me.
No, I won't.
Who was it?
I'm not telling you.
Was it?
He's one of them.
One of them? More than once that I was trash?
Three.
Who? Who are the other two? Really?
And,
oh.
They all like, we love her, but trash for you.
No, I'm bad at planning. I'm bad at,
following
through with things. This year especially has just been like, I mean, hellish.
The thing is like, I'm not mad. I'm only mad for selfish reasons. I can't actually be mad though, because I'm like, she's like living her best life and like succeeding and killing it. And like, if I was in that position, I would probably do the same thing.
Trying.
You know what I mean? But that's the thing. I was like, how can I rationally be mad at someone mm-hmm. for that? I mean, it's a bummer because I wanted to like hang out, but it's mm-hmm. like, I can't rationally be mad at you.
It was just funny though with the game, because I was like so in it to win it. I was like, ooh, I can't wait
to
fucking go.
I felt bad about that.
And then I was like,
and we were sitting right behind Normani.
Now I can't. I know. And
we had six seats.
Would love. She's so pretty.
Oh, diva. I can't even explain.
I love seeing pretty people in person.
Me too.
Because you're just like, how? How are you so gorgeous? How is this your life?
Because mine's all an illusion. Like, I don't know how to use Facetune or anything. Like, I don't mm-hmm. I don't do that. But, like, I'm either posting a picture on the internet that I know is ugly of me or that someone else already edited before I received it.
Huh.
I don't care.
I don't edit any of my pictures.
I don't know how to.
I don't know how to either. And then I've tried to do Facetune, but then I look insane.
Fingers too fat.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Because, like, I can't do any of the little things on it. The only thing I could do is, like, make a zit smooth.
Oh, no, I can't even do that. I literally can't do anything.
I mean, I don't know why we're all using Facetune anyway. It's just like,
we all know what you look like underneath, diva.
If you look insane in a picture and then in person, I'm like, oh, ew. Like, you don't want that reaction. You don't want someone to go, ew, to your real life look.
Oh, I can't. LA, that is so LA though. I can't even tell you. Like, I have never experienced it like that before I moved here. Like, I would be like, oh, I've seen you on Instagram. And then I'm like, holy shit. Like, mm-hmm. you look busted.
You look fucked up in person.
Like, you're not hot.
Do you find dating easier or harder here? So, like, was it easier to date in Portland or is it easier to date here in LA?
I don't think that I have a good I don't think I have a good idea of that, because I'm from Portland. Mm-hmm. So like I know a lot of people. Like Portland's kind of like a small big city where it's mm-hmm. like you know everybody. And if you don't know them personally, your best friend does.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of went through a lot of, I've dated a lot of people in Portland. And then, I don't know, it's hard. Like, I think I always found somebody eventually, but mm-hmm. I also, what I wanted changed. Like, I grew, as I got older, like, my ideals changed.
So what are you looking for now?
I either want something casual, like, I either want, like, nothing,
mm-hmm.
or I want, like, probably something serious. Like, it's either I want, like, just, like, friends who maybe mm-hmm. who can fool around, or, like, or just, like, I've never met you, and this is the only time I'm gonna meet you,
mm-hmm.
or I would want something serious. I don't have time to, like, date somebody mm-hmm. and, like, have a relationship with somebody who's, like, not on the same page as me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I spent a really long time changing what I wanted in order to just be with somebody else. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people do that. A lot of people change aspects of who they are to be like, oh yeah, I love skiing. He loves to ski, or they love to ski, so I'm a skier now. And it's like, you've never been skiing one time in your life. Why would you add that to your like repertoire of things you like? And it's like, oh, it's because I like this person. I want to be doing the same things they do.
So, I mean, that is totally true. I'm less of that because I'm headstrong. Like, I will not change who the fuck. Like, I am like, if you don't, this is what you get.
Uh-huh.
Like, what you see is what you get. I more mean like what I used to do is that like I would date people who didn't love me
mm-hmm.
the way I loved them. Or they wanted to be open and I didn't. Mm-hmm. Or they wanted something really casual and I didn't. Or they wanted something really serious and I didn't. And I would do whatever they wanted in order to just be with them because I suffer from not wanting to be alone,
mm-hmm.
which everyone does.
I like to chase people. And when I'm chased, I don't like it.
Oh, I know that. I know you don't. You don't got to tell me.
I guess if someone's chasing me, I go, something's wrong with them as to why they want me. If that makes sense. Because...
But you know what's funny? I always say that my ideal relationship is a long distance one.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I need so much me time.
Mm-hmm.
I need so much time by myself. I need so much time with, like, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I need so much time to, like, not feel pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I feel like being in a relationship is so much pressure.
I don't know. I've never been in a real one where, like, both people were, like, committed and were like, we're in a relationship. I've just been in things where...
How old are you?
35 or 34 or 33. I know.
You know what year were you
32.
Born?
I was born in 1986. Thank you.
So you were... What year? What month?
August. I just had a birthday.
So you're...
Not just.
You're 30...
See, it's hard. Who's to say?
Wait, no,
I'm 62.
No, you're 3 years older than me. So you're 33.
62.
You're 33. You're aging yourself. I'm 35.
I am 47 years old.
Why are you aging yourself?
Because who cares?
I mean, I know it doesn't matter. It doesn't. Age really doesn't matter. Long story short, I used to do that. I used to change. And guess what? You always get fucking hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you always do. Why do we do that? Anyways, this is not...
I mean, I guess people do things that they know that are going to hurt them because...
They're addicted to it.
Yeah. Like, I know... I talk about it a lot in therapy where I'm like, oh...
Oh, good. You're in therapy?
Oh, I'm in so
Girl,
much therapy.
I'm the queen of therapy.
I love therapy. I think the government should give people a stipend to go to therapy.
My therapist is honestly my best friend.
She's not my best friend, but
I don't think she knows that.
I'm really excited to see her.
She gets excited to see me.
I think my therapist gets excited to
see
me.
She goes, I've been waiting to see you. But I don't. Do they always say that to everybody?
I don't know.
My therapist is so cool.
I love my therapist, and I'm always like, how are you? And she always goes, thank you for asking. She'll tell me. And I'm always like, does she thank me because nobody else asks her? I don't know. I don't know what other people's therapy is like.
I'm like, how's your kid?
I don't know if Mary has kids.
Oh, I know a lot about my therapist, and I think it's just because we really enjoy each other's company. Mm-hmm. She really, really helps me, and we really enjoy each other's company.
I don't. So anytime I've like asked Mary very personal questions, she'll be like, why do you want to know? And I'm like, and being like, I'm nosy doesn't seem like a good enough answer. So I just go, I don't know. I guess I don't need to know.
I am nosy and proud.
Mm.
everyone's always like, why do you care? I'm like, I don't really care. I just want to know.
I just want to know.
Like, people are always like, who are you texting? I'm always like, who are you texting?
I do that a lot too.
Oh, I'm.
And people are like, why do you care? I'm like, oh, I don't, truly. I will forget in 30 seconds. But for, like, right now, I want to know.
Me, I'm so that person. Oh, my God. Earlier when I was telling you about my cousin, I was telling you that because my cousin is a big fan of yours.
Hello, cousin. Thank Jenny. You for listening. Jenny.
We love you, Jenny.
Does Jenny live in Portland?
Boston.
Oh, Boston.
So my whole family's from Boston, except for my mom. My mom moved to Portland to work for Nike.
Ah.
Because that's where the headquarters are.
Also, Adidas has their headquarters there, too.
They sure do.
They got a big shoe outside. And if you sit on it, they yell at you to get off, no matter what time it is.
I would never even try because I think if I was there, they would know and they would shoot me.
They'd be like, a Nike spy.
Yeah.
Oopity pop.
They don't need me to come and spy on them. They get in trouble all on their own, Diva.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like maybe two years ago, they had this huge scandal where one of the, like, big VPs was giving money to college students, and they the kids had to drop out of school. The guy went to prison. Like,
dang.
Oh yeah, they have their own scandal. Like, Nike, people think Nike has scandal.
Mm-hmm.
People love. Oh, this is a whole other topic. Anyways,
how the American public perceives and loves Nike.
Well, I think I owe this that YSL bag to Nike.
Why?
Because my mom paid for it.
Oh.
You know,
it's a nice bag.
Thanks.
YSLs are very expensive. Et Saint Laurent, if you're not in the loop.
Oh, yeah. French.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say.
Wait, so how long have you been in L.A.? Wait, did you answer my question? You said it was easier to date in Portland.
No, I don't think. I think it's been easier. The reason it's easier for me to date in L.A. is because I have a fresh start.
Ah, okay. Yes.
And also because I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have a better idea of what I want.
What was the catalyst to move?
My breakup.
Ah.
I went through a bad, bad breakup.
How long were you with that person?
11 months.
Okay, that's a good chunk of time.
For me, the longest relationship I've ever been in.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never been in real relationships. I mean, I have, but not. Mm-hmm. I've been in, like, a series of relationships where I was the... You're going to love this. Where I was the mistress.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
I've been in many long-term relationships where I was a mistress.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in a lot of long-term relationships with people who don't love me and I do.
Mm.
So this was the longest relationship I'd been in 10 years.
Okay.
Because right before I got sober, I was in a relationship for like 10 months, 11 mm-hmm. months.
Were you living together or no?
No.
Okay. Have you ever lived with a significant other?
Yes.
And how'd that go?
Great. We had our own bedrooms.
Ah.
Oh, it was so great. I suggest it to everybody. It was great. We could, if we didn't feel like sleeping in the same bed. I love sleeping in my own bed. I love cuddling with my dog.
Mm-hmm.
I like masturbating by myself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping in my own bed makes that possible.
I've never thought of what that would be like to masturbate in a bed with somebody sleeping in it. Do you wake them up to be like, I'm going to masturbate now?
No, they...
Or you just not do it?
I think it's like whatever you want. I think everyone feels differently. I just like, I like me time. I just like, I don't know. I think a lot of that came when I got sober, like learning how to love myself and learning how to be by myself. Like, I don't know, like, loving yourself is, like, the greatest gift.
Yeah.
In the entire world.
Yeah, I think loving yourself is, people say it and it sounds like hokey, but it's, like, truly, if you
know
love
when
yourself.
You know what it feels like, too.
Yeah, and it feels good. Also, people don't speak poorly to you because you love yourself enough to be like, hey, I don't like the way you speak to me when you do X, Y. It's just easier to, like, stand up for yourself. It's easier to just, like, live. And, like,
I'm in a situation like that right now where I, like, stood up for myself in a complicated situation. And I was like, this is not good for me. Like, I'm not in a position to be in this situation. And, like, I need to, like, end the terms that we're on. And I just would like to, like, go back to what we were, which was, like, friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people who don't know how to advocate for themselves don't know how to take it when people do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they lose their minds.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, you're being a bitch. It's like, oh, I'm not being a bitch. I'm just truly speaking from a place where, like, I understand what I need and want right now. And if you can't deliver that, then, like, let's move on.
I wish everyone could learn to love themselves.
I think everyone can.
I think they could, but I wish everyone... I didn't learn to love myself until I got off the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it took me a long time to figure that out. And it didn't happen right away, but I forced it. I was like, I'm going to love myself.
I'm going to figure it out.
How'd you learn to love yourself?
It was just too exhausting to live otherwise. Like, I still drank, but I drank more in my youth. And I think it was a combination of being, like, sad with dead parents.
Oh, you have dead parents?
Mm-hmm. My mom died when I was 16, and my dad died when I was 21. So, like, dealing with that.
My dad left when my mom was pregnant.
Really? Fuck.
It's cool. That's, like, yours is way worse.
I think that's so rude.
At least he knew you.
Yeah.
Was it good?
We didn't get along until, like, truly, like, the last year he was living. Just didn't see eye to eye a lot. And then also I think we were very similar people. Like, in hindsight, I was like, oh, we didn't get along because we are too similar. I don't know. I, like, woke up one day and I was like, why do you cover your arms when it's hot? People know you're fat. Just, like, wear a tank top. And then I was like, oh, why do I speak so poorly to myself? I don't know. I'm going to start saying like, I'm hot and I'm, like, sexy and, like, fucking jiggle my roles. And if I don't want to have roles, I can rectify it. I can change things I don't like about myself.
It's so funny. You know, I'm also, if you don't know who I am, because I'm a nobody, I'm also fat.
You're not a nobody. Everybody is somebody.
Well, listen, anyways, I'm fat. And I say this because I love myself. It's like, I love my body, right? I love every part of me, no matter what it means. Am I in shape? Am I healthy? Am I doing what I should be doing?
Mm-hmm.
No. But that's not, that isn't the reason to hate yourself.
Yeah. Like, your body, I don't think, is a reason to hate yourself. I think...
No. And also, like, this whole movement, this whole, like, fat women...
Like, body positivity.
Yeah, this whole body positivity thing. It's like, mama, this isn't about our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
This is about women learning to love themselves.
I think
and
so.
And not being victims of what people think, or, like, not, like, holding up to this idea of what we're supposed to think of ourselves. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And, like... God bless Lizzo for making people really publicly like fat people.
Mm-hmm.
and I love that. And I feel bad that she is the one who has to, like, hear the bad shit. You know what I mean? But at least she's rich and famous now.
Yeah, I mean, she gets, you know, people talk shit. But, like, also more people love her than talk shit about her.
Oh, totally. It's so easy to find the pick on the bad people. Like, I was, bitch, I was called fat. Forever.
Mm-hmm.
I had the bullies. I had it all. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just because I love myself now and I'm like a strong bitch or whatever doesn't mean that it never happened to us.
Yeah. And I think
people... And I also don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either. It's like, you thought about me and I'll never think about you again.
Yeah.
I truly hate it when people are like, how are you so confident? I'm like, how are you not? How do you not look in the mirror and go, ooh, this is me and I fucking love it? Like, if you're not your own best friend, like, best fan... I don't know what you're doing. Like, why are you? Why?
What do you want? What do you want?
What's you're gonna love somebody else more than yourself? That's crazy. You are you.
You at the end of the day, I am the only person I am stuck with, and my two dogs who anybody can have
that anyone can have. I'd be so sad if I woke up and Clyde was gone.
I would be so sad if Poopy and Diva were gone. I have two dogs.
Poopy and Diva.
But I wouldn't be mad if Poopy was mysteriously gone.
Mm-hmm.
He bites people.
Clyde sometimes bites people.
What do you do about it? What do we do? Do I need to hire a trainer, a whisperer?
Well, I had him with a trainer. The trainer said that Clyde was one of the rudest dogs she had ever met. And I was like, does that mean he's not, you can't fix him? She was like, it's going to take me a while. And I was like, I don't have a while.
I'm honestly, that's how I think was going to happen with Poopy. Like, I think Poopy is just like, he's going to bite whoever he wants to bite. And like, don't get your face too close to his face because it's going to happen.
Oh, he'll bite your face?
If you get your face in it and you're pissing him off, yeah. Mm.
Clyde will just, he bites like the back of your ankle.
Oh, no,
like,
no. That is not Poopy. Poopy is like full, I'll show you a picture later, but Poopy is full on like, don't, but my friend who is the sweetest angel in the whole world, but you know, he does like a good time. He, Poopy, as he's gotten older, it's gotten worse. Like Poopy's like almost 10 years old. Like this is not like a young guy, you know? And my friend the other week was like, oh, can you get a boomerang of me kissing poopy.
Mm-hmm.
And my roommate was home. I wasn't even home. My roommate was like, I don't think that's a good idea. Like, you probably shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm going to do it anyways. And my friend was like, okay. And he bit him. So my friend has a boomerang of my dog biting him.
Yeah, it's funny when you tell people about a dog and they're like, I'm still going to do what I want to do. And you're like, well, no, you're going to get bit.
Or like, I'm special or I'm different. I'm like,
yeah, you're no special person. Actually, you're not different.
No one is special or different. We're all the same.
Mm-hmm. So wait, you were talking about Tinder. Okay. Are you on? What else are you on?
I don't really do anything actively anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it all, though. I've done whatever, Hinge, Bumble. Mm-hmm. Now that I pretty much primarily date women, I mean, when I say pretty much primarily, I only date women.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm open to, like, dating people who are, like, trans or non-binary,
mm-hmm.
too, like trans men and stuff. I'm just not interested in people – I'm not interested in dating people who aren't queer.
Okay.
On some sort of spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I just do not relate to people who are purely straight.
Fair.
When it comes to like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't identify with them at all. Cause then they want to sexualize it or they want to like, or they think it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, there's this newish kind of app. God, I hope they like give me a shout out because of this. It's called Lex.
Uh-huh.
And it's based off of a Instagram account that has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Personals, and it was a Personals ad for lesbians.
Oh.
So it was like you would submit an ad for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and they would post it on their Instagram.
Oh, then people would respond to it?
Uh-huh. They would, like, reach out to you on Instagram from
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, it was great. I loved it. Like, it was so cool, so mm-hmm. much fun. And, oh, my God, do you want to hear mine?
Sure.
I let someone else write. I let Katya write it. Katya is one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a kind of, you know, I just didn't think I would be the best person to write it for myself. I thought I needed someone else to write it.
The only thing about posting a personal ad on an Instagram page is like anyone could follow an Instagram page. And then like, what if you connect with someone who lives in Norway?
So this is different because – so the app now – so the Instagram page is gone. They converted fully to this app,
mm-hmm.
which is the same concept where you post like a personal ad, but you can do it with like – so you can pick how far away someone is whose mm-hmm. ad you read, right? So I'm really only reading ads from people who live in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are only – most people – I don't know whether – I think people are only reading my ads if they live in LA.
Okay.
So this is my post that I didn't write, but I fully approved and posted. Fat Dyke loves her pussy. That's the title.
Okay.
Paris in the streets, Nicole in the sheets. Chatty Kathy looking for a strong, silent top to pile drive my puss into the middle of next week. Sober as shit and fun as hell. Come get these cookies and mash them up into a Christmas crumble.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I like it. I think that's very funny.
I do too.
Have you gotten any responses?
A few.
Okay.
One was from this person who, she's like, I'm not a top and I'm not verse. I'm only a bottom.
Mm.
But I think you're really funny. We should be friends. And this is my response. I have a lot of friends and a therapist.
Fair. I mean, yeah, if you're not looking to make friends, then yeah, why waste your time?
Dating apps are not for making friends.
No.
They're for dating. If you are on a dating app and you're only, what you're trying to do is to fucking make friends, mm-hmm. like.
Then you're doing it wrong.
Go to a bar.
Yeah,
go to an AA meeting.
You could go to Bumble BFF. That's a new thing.
What's that?
It's you can meet people just for friendship, but you have to meet them on the Bumble BFF side, not the Bumble date side.
Do you do that?
No.
I was like,
I barely have time to hang out with friends.
Bless you.
Who else responded to that ad?
I think a couple other people who I just was like not. I read their post that they mm-hmm. had made, and I was like, this is not the vibe.
The only thing about dating apps and stuff is like you can be very funny and very witty, and it'll probably take so long to find somebody else who's funny and witty in the way that you are.
Like the reason I made that post was because I know that whoever I'm going to date at some point in my life if they don't think that that is funny, mm-hmm. then like this isn't gonna, it's never gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone doesn't think that me saying like puss puss and like cookie crumble, like turn my Christmas cookie into a crumble. Like also there's three references to the Hilton family,
mm-hmm.
Paris in the Street, Nicole in the Sheets, Chatty Cathy.
Oh, the mom. Mm-hmm. I didn't catch that one.
Yeah. I used to be really obsessed with Paris Hilton.
I mean, Paris Hilton's very fun. Well, Anne, we've come to the end. Do you have anything you want to promote?
I'm single. Because Nicole won't date me.
I'm busy. I'm only in town Monday through Wednesdays.
You know what's funny is I offered to go to Australia with you if that meant I could date you.
I have a lot of people who are like, I'll come to Australia with you. It was almost overwhelming. Not to toot my own horn.
You know, it's... Never mind. We're done.
What?
It's funny that you are so highly desired and you make a lot of money and spend all your time talking about why you think nobody wants to date you. And the problem is that it's not anybody else. It's you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, probably.
That wasn't meant to be mean.
It wasn't mean. I think you're probably right. I already said I don't like being chased, but like that's apparently, I don't know.
Well, I think you're asking people to chase you when you have a podcast about why you think people don't want to date you.
Mm-hmm.
I've never listened to your podcast.
That's fine.
But I mean, no, I didn't ever want to. As soon as I like met you and I found out that you like had this podcast, I was like, see, I don't want to listen to it because I'm scared.
Why would you be scared?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to know the secret. I don't want to, like, it's like, what if you had said something about me before I was on here? You probably, I mean, I don't know if you have.
Uh-uh.
What if you had said, like, this dyke is trying to chase me?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say it like that.
I don't care.
Seems rude.
Oh, I don't care. But also, I don't know why I just felt like I don't want to get to know you through your work. I would rather get to be friends with somebody, like as someone who's obviously not trying to date you anymore, someone who's just trying to be your friend, I would prefer to just get to know you because like from getting to know you, I don't want to like figure out everything about, like how awkward would it be if I like were hanging out and I was like, so I heard on your podcast that your like sister is like, you know, whatever, like you didn't, I would want you to tell me that.
I like that. I appreciate that. I think it's nice. It is weird when people know a thing that I'm like, oh, I don't think I ever told you that. And you're like, oh, yeah, I probably said it on a podcast or something.
Yeah, that makes me feel really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not genuine.
I agree.
Like a lot of my friends are Rue Girls, you know, and they have been on TV, but we're done. I don't know why we're still talking.
I truly was just looking at the time. That's it.
That's it.
Well, I ask all my guests this, but I don't know the answer. I usually ask people, would you date me? And I think I know the answer is you would have, and now you won't because I'm not available emotionally.
That's not true because I still would date you because I already told you that my ideal relationship is long distance.
And it certainly would be.
Honestly, because the thing is I'm not necessarily in a relationship looking for someone who's going to be with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just like knowing that there's like, I have a companion.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just have a person that I can talk to about things that I don't want to talk to other people about. Whether they're available to talk about it all the time or not.
Mm-hmm. Fair. All right. Well, my leg is healed, so let's hang out.
Yes.
I have the nastiest fucking bruise on my leg.
You still have a bruise?
I mean, can you see that?
Oh my God, I didn't realize it was like open wound.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, were you not wearing?
I think people thought I was like,
I thought it was just an internal injury. I didn't realize there was any external like evidence.
Yeah. Yeah. I have like road rash on my shin and shit too.
Did you know that I'm the reason that Meatball says diva?
No, I didn't know that, but it makes me laugh so hard. Diva! When the first time I fell off his motorcycle, the last thing I heard was, Diva, you're doing so good. And then I crashed and then I heard, Diva, no!
Is it normal to fall off motorcycles all the time?
No.
Is it because we're fat?
No.
Those are the questions I ask myself when it comes to riding a motorcycle.
No, I make poor choices. So, like, instead of just coming to a complete stop these times I've fallen, I've been like, oh, I can correct this. Where it's like, no, you're new to riding. You've been on a motorcycle the first time. This is now the third time when I fell the second time.
Was the only the third time you'd been on a motorcycle?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, if I had never gotten on Meatball's motorcycle, it would have been the second time I'd been on a motorcycle, and you still take your test.
But there's not like a trial period?
So what you do is you...
It's not like your driver's test?
No, you can't get like a learner's permit for 6 months and then like learn on your dad's motorcycle. It's an endorsement that goes on your license. So I took a 3-hour class and then drove, and then the next day rode a motorcycle for 4 hours, did 3 more hours of a class, took my written test, and the next day there was 4 more hours of road stuff, and then you take your road test.
Have you ever seen anyone die?
Like in front of me?
Mm-hmm.
Not fully dead, but like dying.
Ferris.
Well, we've reached the end. That's the perfect way to end it. Have you seen someone die? Kind of fierce. Okay, so if you like this episode of Oh, Why Won't You Date Me, you can subscribe, you can rate it, you can listen to it. And then if you send me something nasty, I will read it out loud.
Ooh, that's fun.
This person wrote to me, I would put all your vaginal fluids in a jar and use it as face cream.
That's not nasty. Oh, you meant like, ooh, sexy nasty. Not like rude.
Not rude. Then some of them are sexy. No, actually none of them are sexy. I would never categorize any of these things people send me as very sexy. Let's see if I can find another one.
What if it was squirt?
Squirt?
Yeah, what if it was like not just like, was that what they're talking about? The face cream?
Maybe. I think maybe they're thinking of squirt or maybe just like vaginal secretions.
Like discharge?
Rinse out my undies. Okay, here's one. Hi, Nicole. I want you to tie me up in 69. So you on top, so I can look at that beautiful ass and pussy. I want to make you come over and over by licking that juicy puss. So your pussy juices flow all over my face. And then I want you to commit accidental manslaughter by drowning me in that pussy. When I'm dead, I want you to curl up next to me. This is wild. And cuddle my lifeless but happy... but happy and pussy juice covered body. That one was like pretty dark.
I just think there was a lot of contradictory things in there.
I like that you are critiquing these nasty come-ons.
I just think if you're gonna be nasty, like be nasty.
Well, one person wanted to turn me upside down and fill me with clam chowder.
Do you like clam chowder?
No.
You don't?
I don't like
soup. That's mean.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty rude. I don't like soup.
Okay, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.